Good morning.
Good morning.
早安。
So great to see everybody.
很高兴看到大家。
Okay, today we are in the last three verses of Peter's first letter.
我们今天要来看彼得这一封书信里头的最后三节经文。
And before we get to look at those three verses, I need to review with you a little bit just so we can remember why did Peter write this letter?
在我们来看这三节经文之前，我们先做一个回顾，让我们了解一下彼得为什么要写这封信。
What is it that God wants you and me to get from reading it today?
神愿意我们在今天的我们读了之后能够得到些什么呢？
Now, even before we do that, let's start with a prayer.
让我们开始做一个祷告。
We remember that with Christ, all things are possible.
我们知道在基督里一切都是可能的。
If we try to do our work without Christ, we will accomplish nothing.
如果我们不借着耶稣的话，我们不能成就什么事情。
So Heavenly Father, we begin here with a picture of a woman with a tear on her face.
我们的天父，我们在这里显示一张带流着眼泪的女士的脸。
We're believers, but we are in a fallen world.
我们是信靠你的，但我们活在这个堕落的世界里。
There's trouble, there's confusion all around us.
有很多的麻烦，有很多的困惑围绕着我们。
Even inside of us, inside of our own hearts and minds.
甚至在我们里面，在我们的心里，在我们的心思意念里面。
Lord, every day we're assaulted. There's so many voices that are seeking to grab our attention.
主啊，每天我们都被这么多的声音所攻击，这些声音要试图引起我们的注意。
And those voices, the majority of the voices, they pull us away from you.
这大部分的声音都是要把我们推离开你。
Many speak against your word, against your revealed will.
有许多都是违反你所启示的话语。而且是违反你所启示的旨意。
Even worse than that, we have a tendency to wander from you.
而且我们也常常的偏离。
Our old sinful desires, our fallen flesh, they linger.
我们旧有的堕落的肉体的欲望仍然在萦绕着我。
Oh God, this morning, open our ears that we can hear your truth.
主啊，真的是求你开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见你的真理。
Help us not to be fooled or tricked or deceived or made complacent by really spiritual enemies.
真的是让我们不要被愚弄了，不要被欺哄，不要被欺骗，也不要让我们的敌人引得让我们自己沾沾自喜。
Lord, enable us today to live in the light of Christ's victory.
让我们能够活在耶稣基督的光中，在耶稣基督的胜利当中。
Help us to trust in your grace.
让我们能够信靠你的恩典。
Enable us to stand firm in our faith.
我们可以在这信上站立的稳。
So we will be the people that you want us to be.
让我们能够成为你要我们所成为的样子。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Okay, so before we look at how Peter concludes the letter, let's just remember a few things that we've talked about.
让我们在这个看这个彼得这封信的结论之前，让我们先回想一些事情。
So this was the general area of the churches that Peter was writing to.
这个地图所显示的是彼得他所写这个收信对象的。大概所住的区域。
Back in Peter's day, I have a pointer here, I think. Let me try. Yeah. Okay, back in Peter's day, it was called Asia Minor.
在彼得那个时候呢，这块区域叫做小亚细亚。
So what do you call that area of the world today? What's the modern day term for Asia Minor? Turkey. Modern day Turkey.
对，这个地方现在是土耳其。
Would you say modern day Turkey, it's a predominantly Christian area now?
你说土耳其现在是主要都是基督徒吗？
No. Oh, what happened? What happened to all of those Christian churches?
那发生什么事情呢？这些基督的教会发生什么事了？
Today Turkey is predominantly, I think it's really 99% Muslim.
现在的土耳其99%都是回教徒。
Okay, well, want to think about how, when Peter was writing, how did he identify the people that he was writing to? What was the word he used to describe those people?
当彼得写这封信的时候，他啊，这个读信的这个对象，他是怎么称呼他们的？
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
Aliens. Remember, I put up the big picture of the alien guy. Aliens or strangers.
他是用陌生人或者是外乡人来
Sojourners, exiles.
或者是这些寄居的或者是流亡的。
So I think they were basically people kind of like we are today. They're Christians living in a non-Christian world.
其实有点像现在的这种情况，就是基督徒活在一个非基督徒的世界里。
It seems, at least to me, the longer I live in America, the more I can relate.To the kind of persecution that the believers in Peter's day were experiencing.
当我在美国居住了更久的时候，我真正的感觉到彼得当时那样的感觉。
Yeah, the first bullet point on your outline there is climate change.
在我们这个大纲里头，第一点是气候变化。
Okay, the social and the political environment, it was becoming.More hostile toward Christians.
现在社会跟政治环境对基督徒来讲是越来越仇视基督徒了。
Okay, so I don't mean the physical temperature is changing, right?
我并不是说这个气温逐渐在升高。
The social, the political climate of the day was changing.
是社会跟政治环境的氛围在变化。
So it depends. What are the predominant ideas, the thoughts that are in a society that's going to influence the way the culture is going to move?
就是这些社会的氛围呢，会影响着文化不断的改变。
As the climate changes, things can become intolerant, even violent towards Christians very quickly.
这些社会的气氛呢，就会对会变得不容忍，或者是变得暴力，尤其是对基督徒而言。
I'm not sure that we really appreciate how dark this world would be without the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我不知道你的感觉会是如何，如果在黑暗当中没有光明的话。
Yeah. You look at the news, you can see this is a really fallen, dark world that we live in.
现在我们看一些新闻，知道这是非常的堕落黑暗的时候。
So what specifically? What was the problem that Peter wanted to address? Why did he write this letter?
那彼得他在这里所提出来的问题是什么呢？
So he's clearly concerned. There's some kind of persecution going on.
他当然也知道在那个时候有许多的迫害。
Now we have a lot of evidence that.There was severe persecution of Christians under the Roman Emperor Nero.
我们知道在罗马皇帝尼禄的手中呢很多基督徒受到严重的迫害。
Yeah, this kind of persecution, this official persecution by the Roman government came years after Peter wrote this letter.
可是这些正式的迫害呢，其实是在彼得写这封书信之后的几年才发生。
So the persecution of the Christians through oppressive Roman law hadn't begun, or at least it hadn't reached that area of Asia Minor yet.
所以当彼得写这封信的时候，这个罗马政府的法律并还没有开始，或者是还没有到达这个小亚细亚这个地方。对基督徒有所
这样的迫害。
Do you remember
when Peter wrote, the Christians were still enjoying the protection of the Roman government.
这个时候呢，基督徒其实还是在享受 罗马的这个法律的保护。
You remember Peter told the believers they should submit to the authorities, the Roman authorities.
记得彼得他告诉这些信徒必须要遵守服从罗马的法律。
And Peter said the best defense against the slanderous accusations that were coming against them was the good behavior of Christians.
彼得跟他们说，信徒抵制这个毁谤指控的最佳辩护是他们的好行为。
So what exactly is this persecution that Peter's concerned about?
所以在这里彼得所讲的这些迫害是指的是什么呢？
Okay, there's a concern that that the Christians are going to be tempted to fall away from their faith.
其实彼得所担心的呢是这些信徒可能会被引诱而否认他们的基督徒信基督教信仰。
Yeah, why would they fall away from their faith?
为什么他们会堕落了离开了他们的信仰呢？
Well, they're living in this hostile environment. The secular, the non-Christian population is hostile towards Christians.
就活在那样子一个时代。整个社会的氛围对基督徒是敌意的。
Christians are being criticized, they're being mocked publicly.
所以基督徒被批评，而且被公开的取笑。
Christians are discriminated against in their business practices in the economic areas.
基督徒在经济和还有在他们的商务上面都受到歧视。
Lawsuits were brought against Christians.
而且有许多法律要来对抗这个基督徒。
So the pagan Roman culture at the time, they viewed Christians with skepticism and hostility.
所以当时的这个文化用怀疑跟反对的态度来对待基督徒。
Yeah, in chapter 3, you notice Peter specifically mentioned that people would speak maliciously against Christians.
在这个书信的第三章呢，彼得他特别讲到说，当时的人在毁谤，在诬赖基督徒。
So Peter speaks about Christian suffering, and he uses the terminology, "You're suffering all kinds of griefs."
所以彼得也描述基督徒是在百般的试炼当中。
He calls it a fiery trial.
他称这个是一个火炼的试验。
So when he wrote this first letter, the Christians were not yet being thrown to the lions in the Colosseum.
所以当这封书信写成的时候，其实这个基督徒还没有被放在这个斗兽场里。
But they are experiencing intimidation in the culture.
可是他们是受到这个整个社会文化的攻击。
I don't know if you notice these are people that are tied to poles, and they light them on fire to entertain the crowd in the Colosseum, and then they would have the wild animals attack the people. That comes later on.
这个是基督徒被迫害的情况，是有人被绑在柱子上面，然后他们会被点火焚烧，然后中间这一群人呢，他们会被猛兽攻击。
This is now Emperor Nero. See if you can see him. He's seated here on a throne, and he's having a grand party. And again, they like to, they're starting a fire here. Christians are tied to poles and wrapped, and they would set them on fire.
这张图呢，我们可以看到这个罗马皇帝尼禄，他正在开宴会。那他是把基督徒绑在柱子上面，要用火焚烧他们，当作照明。
So that's coming later. It hasn't yet happened when Peter writes this letter.
不过这个事情是发生在彼得写这封书信之后的几年。
So I'm going to try to give you a little graphic chart so you can understand what's happening.
我现在用一个图表来让大家知道说这个彼得想要讲些什么。
Okay, so we have the Christian believers in Asia Minor. There is some problem we're going to identify, and Peter has the solution.
我们看到这个基督在小亚细亚的基督徒，我们把它放在中间，然后彼得他要跟我们陈述有些哪些问题，然后他提出解决的方案。
And Peter says there are, this is his words, foolish people, foolish people that are influencing the Christians.
这个彼得他就讲到有一些愚昧人或者是糊涂无知人，他们在攻击基督徒。
Here's the danger: if the Christians listen to those foolish people, they're going to go man's way.
如果这些基督徒听了这些愚昧人的话，他们所行出来的方式是人的方式。
Remember, this was the one I said it's the roaring lion of the devil. He wants to scare the faith out of you.
我们这边看到这个魔鬼他的一个咆哮吼叫，他要把这些信徒的信心要把它摧毁。
He wants you to abandon your faith. He wants to make you ashamed that you're a Christian.
他要让这些人放弃他们的信仰，让他们觉得成为基督徒是很羞愧的事情。
This is actually one of probably the most important verses that we have in 1 Peter. Peter says, "Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer for everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect."
这段经文也许是彼得前书最重要的一段话他是说不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Okay, so on the other side of the equation here, Peter has God's answer to the problem.
在这另外一方面，这边彼得把神所设立的解决方式写了出来。
If you will listen to Peter, he has revelation from God on how you should live.
我们知道这个彼得他从神那边得到启示，要告诉信徒应该怎么做。
Okay, so that is the basic reason why Peter's writing the letter. There's this influence from the culture, from the roaring lion that's trying to pull Christians away.
在这边我们知道这个基督徒受到这个世界的影响，这个世界要把人脱离这个信仰，基督的信仰。
And whether they know it or not, the foolish people actually are servingTheir master is the devil.
不论这些愚昧的人，他们是否有这样的感觉，可是他们其实是在为这个魔鬼来为他做事情。
So if I put the lion on the one side, what would I put on this side?
如果说我把这个狮子，魔鬼这个狮子放在问题这一边，那在解决方案这边应该放什么？
What do you think should go on this side? A sheep? Okay, but spiritually, remember, the sheep cannot defeat the lion, right? So, who should it be? The shepherd. Okay, the shepherd can kill the lion, the sheep cannot. So we're going to get close to the shepherd, we're going to get close to Jesus.
OK, 所以在解决方案这边，我们要把这个牧羊人，因为他能够保护他的羊群。
Yeah, basically, the Bible is going to tell you there's really only two ways to go. You're going to go God's way, or you're going to go the way of the world, the flesh, the devil.
其实圣经很明白告诉我们，只有两种属灵的途径，一种是属神的道路，一个是属于这个世界，属于肉体，属于魔鬼的。
So, have things changed a lot since Peter's day to our day?
从彼得的世代到现在有很多的改变吗？
It's not that different today, is it? We have a lot of people influencing us as Christians. What shall we do?
其实没有太大的变化，现在社会还是有很多事情，很多人在影响基督徒。
Will we as believers stand firm in our faith, or will we fall away?
我们是不是在信仰上面站立的稳，还是我们就迷失了？
Okay, I'm going to give you just three quick examples of the cultural climate change.
我在这里举三个例子，让你知道说这个气候在变化。
Maybe you heard this on the news just the other day.
也许你曾经听到这则新闻。
If you fly Air Canada, they can no longer say, "Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for landing."
如果你是搭乘加拿大航空的话，你再也听不到说
"Fasten your seatbelt."
呀，你再也听不到说啊，女士先生们啊，我们快要降落了，或者是女士先生们，我们啊，请你啊，系好你的安全带。
The idea is that.That language is kind of offensive to some people. This is a true story.
他们的理由是啊，这个女士先生们这个话会啊侵犯到某一些人。
I think in the culture, it's possible like 0.1% of the people may be offended by ladies and gentlemen.
也许在这个人群当中，只有0.1%的人。
For the 99.9% of us, that's too bad.
可是对啊，对这样的一个决定，对啊99.9%的人来讲是很。
So now, if you fly Air Canada, they will say, "Everyone, we're about to come in for a landing."
所以啊，如果你现在坐加拿大航空的话，你会听到说，每一位啊，我们。快要到达了。
Right, that's presently in Canada, but the question is that going to come down into the American Airlines as well?
虽然这个事情是发生在加拿大的航空公司，可是很快的，大概美国的航空公司也会这么做。
So time will tell, but I'm trying to show you there is a climate change that is happening even today.
就是想让大家知道这个时间我们可以时间过去，我们可以看到结果。我们只是要知道说这个气候正在变化。
In the American public school systems, it starts in kindergarten. Teachers are told, don't say boys and girls.
在美国的公立学校里头从幼稚园开始，老师呢就被告知说不要再说男孩女孩了。
It's really the same basic reasoning as the Air Canada one. May offend some people. Don't relate to that.
就是跟这个加拿大航空同样的理由，就是这样的话可能会侵犯到某些人。
So the teachers are instructed. Now we say students.
所以现在老师会这么说，他就说学生们。
Climate change.
气候变化。
All right. Last example. Democratic candidate. He was running just Friday. He dropped out. Praise the Lord. But he was running to be the president of the United States of America.
这是民主党一位想要竞逐总统的一个候选人。很高兴他星期五已经宣布他不参与这个选举了。
I don't know if you heard him, but he said, "I am born for this."
他说我对这个事情是非常的执着坚定的。
He said that if churches do not permit same-sex marriage, he would take away their tax-exempt status.
他说如果教会不允许同性的婚姻的话，他要把教会的这个免税的这个权利拿走。
So my point is there's a climate change. Things are shifting in America. You must be aware.
所以现在在社会上有很多的变动这个气候的变化我们必须要知道。
And I think this is how it was back in Peter's day, the same thing, there was a shift in the political and the social climate hostility towards Christians.
这是同样发生在彼得那个时代，在社会政治上面的一个变化，使得整个社会的氛围对基督徒非常的仇视。
Okay, let me get you to the last three verses here. I'll never get to it.
Okay, 所以我们现在开始这个最后的三节经文。
Okay, Peter says in his final greeting here, "With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I've written to you briefly, encouraging you, testifying, this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it."
Fine.彼得这么写，他说我略略的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
Okay, the true grace of God. That's the title for this sermon.
这上帝真实的恩典是我们今天讲到的一个主题。
So this is what I hope by the end of the sermon here, you'll have a clear understanding. What is the true grace of God?
我希望在我们听完这篇啊正道之后呢，我们能够清楚明白上帝真实的恩典是什么。
First, who was Silas?
首先，这个希拉是谁呢？
So Peter doesn't give any further explanation of Silas. He just says, "My faithful brother Silas."
啊，彼得并没有特别详细的说明，他只是说我的兄弟希拉。
So that would indicate that the people who were receiving the letter, they must have known this person Silas.
所以表示说这些啊接到这封书信的人，他们是认识希拉的。
Hopefully, you remember back when we were studying the book of Acts. Paul and Silas, they traveled, I think, first to Crete.
如果大家记得我们在讲这个《使徒行传》的时候呢，当我们说到保罗跟希拉他们到了这个格里底岛的时候
，Maybe you remember Paul cast a demon out of a girl, and as a result, Paul and Silas were thrown into prison together.
因为这个保罗呢，他把一个能够被鬼附、能够说预言的一个这个使女，把这身上的鬼赶出来，结果保罗跟希拉就被抓到监狱里头。
Yeah, I'm thinking that this Silas that Peter is speaking of is the same faithful brother that who helped Paul.
所以在这边彼得所讲的这个希拉，应该跟使徒行传我们所读到的这个希拉是一样的。
Yeah, and Silas was able to help both Peter and Paul, and there's this sort of fancy word, it's an Emmanuenist, it's a secretary, he's going to write the things that they speak.
当圣经描述到这个希拉跟保罗还有彼得的关系的时候，他是用这个文书的这样的一个特别的字。
So some scholars say, you know, the Greek in this first letter by Peter is it's a very high level of Greek. They are able to read the original languages.
当一些圣经学者他们读这个彼得的这封书信的时候，他们说这个希腊文的这个造诣很高。
They say, wait a minute, Peter's a fisherman from Galilee. How can he write such high level Greek?
可是彼得他只是一个加利利的渔夫，他怎么能够写这么高等的这个希腊文呢？
I think that's why Peter said I had help. I had help from Silas.
所以这边彼得说他有从希腊那边得到帮助。
Okay, I really want to point out Peter calls Silas a faithful brother.
可是这边特别重要的是彼得是称呼忠心的兄弟希腊。
So I think at the conclusion of his letter here, Peter's going to intentionally use words that are going to relate to family.
所以我觉得在这个书信的最后呢，彼得是刻意的使用与家庭关系有关的字语。
Yeah, because as believers, we have a very special relationship with each other.
作为信徒，我们彼此之间的关系是非常特殊的。
So we know that Peter had a biological brother, right? What was his name?
我们知道彼得有个这个肉身上的兄弟，你知道他的名字是什么？
Andrew.
Okay.
And many of us have biological brothers and sisters.
我们当中也有很多人都有弟兄姊妹。
Once Peter said this to Jesus.
有一次彼得跟耶稣这么说。
Lord, we've left everything to follow you.
看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
And Jesus replied, truly, I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姐妹。
Or left mother or father or children or fields for me and for the gospel.
父亲儿女田地为了我和福音的缘故。
Okay, we'll fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age.
没有不在今世得百倍的。
You're going to receive homes and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and fields along with persecution.
就是啊，房屋就是要得百倍，就是房屋、弟兄、姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫。
And in the age to come, eternal life.
在来世必得永生。
So for many of us, our own biological family members, right? We love them, but they haven't come to faith in Christ yet.
在我们当中，我们有肉身，有这个生物上面的弟兄姊妹，有这些家庭的成员，可是他们还并没有成为信徒。
So as precious as the biological relationships are, there's another kind of brother-sister relationship. It's even more precious.
所以除了这个血缘关系这样的非常的珍贵，其实我们还有另外一个。也是非常珍贵的关系。
That's because the biological ones are temporary. The biological relationships, they really are temporary. But the spiritual relationship is eternal.
因为这个生物上面的这样的一个关系呢，是一个短暂的。可是灵性上面的关系呢，是永恒的。
So our connection with each other, we are children of the living God.
我们是。永生神上帝的儿女。
You are members of God's family.
所以我们是在神的家中。
And that is eternal. That's forever and ever and ever.
这个关系是永恒的。
So this is Peter's going to tell us now the reason why he wrote the letter.
这是彼得为什么写这封书信的原因。
He says he's encouraging, he's testifying this.Is the true grace of God.
因为他在这边写下这些鼓励的话，是说这个就是上帝真实的恩典。
Say it like this, God is building his spiritual family.
所以上帝在建立他属灵的家庭。
So Peter wants you to be assured your relationship with Christ, this is the most important relationship.
所以彼得要在这边确定我们跟耶稣基督的这样的一个关系是最重要的。
So, we're not going to entertain doubts as the world bombards us with all of their influence to pull us away from God.
所以虽然这个世界不断的在攻击或者引诱我们要我们放弃基督教的信仰，但我们不要疑惑。
Remember, that's how the lion devours. He pulls you away from God.
因为我们想到这个咆哮的狮子，他要把我们从神的身边就把我们脱离。
Okay, so throughout the letter, we see this reoccurring theme, and it's Christians are suffering.
在这封书信里头，我们也看到不断重复的这样一个画面，就是基督徒受苦。
So Peter says, if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
彼得说，你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看为是可喜爱的。
Okay, the mere presence of suffering, that doesn't mean you're not in God's will.
我们现在受苦，并不表示我们在神的旨意之外。
He reminds them, Jesus, who was always in God's will, suffered.
彼得特别强调，耶稣呢，他是一直都在神的旨意当中，可是呢，他受苦。
So therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, you want to arm yourself with this same attitude.
所以彼得就这样说，他说基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器。
So Peter is trying to steer their minds to think about Jesus, focus on Jesus. Don't focus on your own suffering.
所以彼得是要让信徒调整心态，把目光定睛在耶稣基督身上，而不是只是注视在自己的苦难。
The true grace of God, we could say it this way.
所以上帝真实的恩典是这样子。
So Jesus suffered and he died for the forgiveness of our sins.
所以耶稣为了我们的罪得赦免而受苦而且死了。
After 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead, just as the scripture had predicted he would.
所以第三天耶稣从死里复活，就如圣经所说的。
Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God the Father.
现在耶稣坐在父神的右边。
And he will return. He will return in glory as the King of Kings.
他会荣耀的再次的回来。
So the recipients of this letter, they need to turn their minds. They need to get away from focusing on their problems and get their minds on Christ.
所以信徒必须要把自己的注意力从自己的困难上面把它移开，而定睛在耶稣身上。
I like this little example because.Here's a little boy, and he's learning those Chinese characters.
我喜欢用这个例子，这个小男孩他正在学写中文字。
And he's very careful. He's very careful. It's almost painstaking to get it just right.
他这个很小心的，甚至是蛮痛苦的，在描这样的字。
Now this is kind of how we need to follow Christ's example.
这其实是像我们在如何效法基督一样。
And I don't mean that you should now be able to walk on water.
这并表示说我们现在就可以在水面上行。
All right, or turn water into wine.
或者是把水变成酒。
But we want to follow his example. He's faithful to the Father.
所以但是我们必须效法耶稣基督的榜样。
Jesus、
他是这样的顺服。
Truthful. He's honest. He's straightforward.
他是非常的真实的。
There are many things about his character that you can imitate and practice.
所以我们可以这样子来模仿，来效法基督。
So Peter says, rejoice if you participate in the sufferings of Christ.
所以彼得说倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
You'll be overjoyed when he returns.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So if today, if you're insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed.
你们若是为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福了。
Peter says, the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. You've received the Holy Spirit.
因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
So this is the readjustment of their thinking that Peter is...using so that they will stand firm in their faith.
所以他们这种重新调整他们的这种思想，使他们有能力能够坚定的站在上帝的恩典当中。
Paul says something very similar in Romans 12.
使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章也说了类似的话。
Sometimes I find Paul is just much more clear and straightforward.
有的时候我觉得保罗是比较直接比较清楚的。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
他说不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
All right, so God has a purpose in your suffering.
所以上帝在我们的受苦当中有他的旨意。
Okay, verse 13, we're almost at the end. She who is in Babylon, let me read it here.Chosen together with you, sends you her greeting, and so does my son Mark.
在第十三节这边，这个彼得这样写，他说在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的他问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安。
So again, you want to notice Peter is using these words that describe family relationships.
所以我们在这边也看到彼得再次用了这个家庭的关系的用词。
Calls Mark his son.
他称马可是他的儿子。
Well, let's start with she who is in Babylon. Who is that?
我们先从这个在巴比伦的他这个女性的他究竟是谁呢？
If you read the commentaries, there are many who say that's Peter's wife.
你如果读一些解经的书的话有些会说这个是指的是彼得的妻子。
Okay, we do know Peter had a believing wife.
我们知道彼得是有一个信主的妻子。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote this.
因为在哥林多前书保罗这么写。
He says, don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas?
保罗这么写，他说，难道我们没有权柄娶信主的姐妹为妻，带着一同往来，就像其余的使徒和主的弟兄并基法一样吗？
So Cephas, that's the Greek for Peter.
基法是彼得的这个希腊字。
So it could mean that Peter was literally with his wife in Babylon, and he mentions his son Mark.
所以如果字面上面来讲，这可能是讲说彼得呢和他的妻子在这个巴比伦那边啊，然后跟着他的孩子马可。
Did Peter have a biological son named Mark?
这个彼得他有个肉身的儿子叫马可吗？
Or is he making a reference here? Is he speaking of being a spiritual father to a person named Mark?
还是他是在这边讲说讲到一个他是一个叫马可的人的属灵的父亲呢？
So from our perspective, 2,000 years away from the original writing, it's difficult to know.
这个已经2000年了，我们从这些事情上面我们很难清楚的去判断是怎么一回事。
But the point I'm trying to make is Peter is using language that relates to family.
可是我们很清楚的看到彼得是用这个家庭关系这样的字眼在描述。
Other commentaries and scholars will say, no, she, that means the church, and it's the church in Rome.
这边呢，另外一种解经的方式呢，是说这个女性的她呢，指的是教会，是指的在罗马的教会。
The original Greek word that's used there is ecclesia, and it's a feminine word.
就是在希腊文里头教会的这个 ecclesia 这个字呢，它是女性的。
So some think that Babylon, that's like Christian code, it really means Rome.
而巴比伦呢，这是基督徒的一个暗语，其实指的是罗马。
So Rome is now acting as the unbelieving culture, it's warring against the Christians.
因为就是当时的罗马呢，是跟巴比伦一样是对抗这个基督徒信仰，是迫害跟这个基督徒征战。
It's kind of a picture of what we saw Babylon against Israel, the worldly culture against God's people.
就好像巴比伦跟以色列的关系一样，是一个这个世界正在跟属神的人在征战。
So is Peter talking to a church, or is he talking to an individual?
所以彼得在这边是在讲整个教会呢，还是只是讲一个人？
It's difficult to say for sure.
我们其实没有办法很确定的说究竟是哪一个。
Okay, last verse. Finally, greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ.
在第十四节这么说，你们要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安。
So Peter's just sent greetings. He sent greetings either from the church or from his family, and now he's saying, I want you to greet each other with a kiss.
所以彼得不但为对这个他的读者对这个教会来欢迎问候，他这边也讲说你们要彼此的问安。
So on Sunday morning, do you want to do that?
在这个礼拜天的聚会，你要这么做吗？
Is Peter commanding us that when we, you know, greet each other Sunday, we should be kissing each other?
是我们来星期天来说，我们要彼此的亲嘴问安吗？
Maybe some of you would like it.
也许有些人喜欢。
Maybe many of you would not like it.
也许有些人不太喜欢。
So, I don't think Peter's commanding us that we need to do that.
我想这个使徒彼得并不是命令我们一定要这样做。
But let's just look back in his letter a little bit, and you'll see this family relationship theme that I think he's building.
可是我们如果回头看他 写这封书信的地方，他正在强调这个啊家庭的一个关系。
In chapter 1, Peter said, now that you've purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have a sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from your heart.
在这个书信第一章，彼得就这么写说，你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
In chapter 2, from the King James, Peter says, Dearly beloved, I love you, beloved brothers and sisters, I beseech you.
在第二章这个和合本是这样子翻译，亲爱的弟兄啊，我劝你们。
Peter tells us, love the brotherhood, love the brotherhood, love the family of believers.
所以在第二章彼得这么写，他说务要尊敬众人，敬爱教中的弟兄。
Again, in chapter 4, just before this, Peter says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sin.
在第四章彼得写说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
So Peter's been building on this theme of family and believers and the people of God and the children of God loving each other.
所以彼得他不断的用神的家庭，神的儿女要彼此的相爱。
Okay, even kissing each other, that's as intimate as you can get, I think.
甚至就是彼此的亲嘴。
So, I'll tell you, I'm Mondello, right? I'm Italian.
我是意大利人。
Mostly. So when I was raised, in my biological family though, we were very close, we were always hugged, my dad hugging me, kissing me, you know, it was very physical affection.
当我长大的过程当中，我的家人，我的父亲总是抱我亲我。
I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's something called the 5 love languages, and I'll just mention what they are.
这个是我不知道你有没有看过这个，这是所谓爱的五种语言。
If you don't know this, you can see me after. I'll show you how to identify what is your primary love language.
如果你没有听过的话，这个会后你可以来找我，跟你讲一下你如何找到你的爱的语言。
Okay, for some of us, it's words of encouragement or words of affirmation.
有些人呢是的语言是用肯定的言辞。
For others of you, acts of service. You want to do something or you want to have someone do something for you. That's how you give and receive love.
那有些人呢，他们是用服务的行动，就是别人为我做什么，或者我为别人做什么来表示他们的爱。
Some people really like to give gifts or receive gifts.
所以有些人喜欢给礼物或者是接受礼物。
Quality time is the 4th love language. You just really like to spend quality time with people that you care about.
或者有些人是非常注意这个精心优质的时刻。
And the final one is the physical touch as a way of showing your love.
最后一个是这个身体上面的接触，能够表示你的爱。
I like this.
Yeah.
Okay. And you probably see me do this. Either you see me hug my wife or kiss my son on the head, or if I touch you, that's my love language. That's my way of saying I value you. You're important.
你也许会看到我拥抱我的妻子，或者在我儿子的额头上亲吻他，这是我用这个身体的接触来表示我的爱。
Now, especially these days, we need to be very careful. You know, I'm not suggesting like open displays of affection. I'm not.
可是在这个时代做这些事情有时候要小心一点。我并不是鼓励公开来展示自己的感情。
And maybe the Chinese culture is different from the Italian culture. I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit less something that you would do.
这个中国文化也许跟这个意大利文化有点不一样。
Although I see some of you, I do. I see you giving people hugs and you know loving them, and I think that's Peter is encouraging that. Love each other. You're You're God's family.
可是我 也看到、弟兄姊妹、有这种拥抱彼此拥抱的 这是、神要我们在、能够彼此的相爱。
So this is the true grace of God.
这是、上帝真实的恩典。
Okay, God is calling you out of the world. He's saying, don't listen to those voices. Come, come to me. You're my family.
所以、这是、上帝真实的恩典，就是他要把我们从这个世界、把我们带出来，进入神的家中。
And out of a true heart of love, because you really care, you really love each other, from that true heart, as brothers and sisters, you help each other.
所以、这是我们从心里面真实的、一个彼此的相爱。
So that's the true grace of God. You've been brought into His family.
这是上帝真实的恩典，就是他将我们带到神的家中。
Now, it gets even better. The more the culture comes against us, the more we suffer persecution, the more we help each other.
所以当、这个社会、这个世界更加的迫害我们、其实我们在神的家中更多的彼此相爱。
That's where things are headed.
这是这个、我们是朝这个潮流方向在 进行。
And as we do that, the peace of God will come on you individually in your heart and on the whole church.
当、我们这样彼此相爱的时候，神的平安、就临到我们当中。
Especially when we're suffering persecution.
尤其是当我们在受到、迫害还有受苦的时候。
Okay, I close with a prayer.
让我们、用祷告来结束。
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. You give us grace and mercy in Christ.
爱我们的天父，我们谢谢你丰富的给了我们、恩典还有怜悯。
Lord, help us that we're not afraid of that roaring lion, the one who wants us to be ashamed of our faith, who tries to scare us to say we're not Christians.
帮助我们，让我们对这个吼叫的狮子。想把我们从信仰、上面、夺走的、这样子的一个话语。
Help us, Lord, that we hear your voice more clearly.
让我们能够听见你的话语。
And help us to love each other and grant us the inner peace that comes when we suffer together.
让我们能够彼此相爱，在我们、受到迫害的时候，我们有内心的平安。
We know you've called us out of this dark fallen world.
我们知道你要我们从这个堕落黑暗的世界离开。
Christ has already won the victory.
基督已经赢得了胜利。
This is the true grace of God. You've called us into your eternal family.
这是上帝真实的恩典，就是要把我们带到你永恒的家中。
Help us to stand firm in that truth.
让我们在、这个信仰上面能够站立的稳。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.